Hello, yes, good afternoon. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. Okay, are you a registered voter in the state of Florida, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Just for education purposes for the survey, what is your current official party voter registration file with your county's elections office? Are you a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Republican.
Okay. Republican. All right. And when there is a Republican primary election in Florida, do you always vote most of the time, some of the time, or rarely, or never?
Always.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and do you recognize the name of Rick Scott, and do you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral, or no opinion of him?
No opinion.
No opinion? What about Donald Trump?
I think he's going to be a good president again.
So it's favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Okay. Keith Gross.
Keith Cross, I don't think I recognize that name.
Don't recognize it? Okay, well, Ron DeSantis.
I think he's also a pretty good. He's a great governor for our state.
Oh, so be favorable, right? Or unfavorable?
Yeah. Favorable.
Favorable. Okay, thank you. All right, and if the 2024 Republican primary election, you know, for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote? The candidates were Rick Scott and Keith Cross.
Well, I would probably go with Chris Cross. I really don't know him, but I won't go for Rick Scott.
So Rick Scott or Keith Cross?
Keith Cross. I have to look him up.
Okay. All right. Ma'am, do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida U.S. Senate?
No.
So be disapproved, right?
Yes.
Okay, and do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on reducing federal spending and the size of federal government?
Oh, I agree with the spending.
Okay, so be approved? With
approve.
Okay, all right. All right, ma'am, do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on protecting Social Security?
Yes, approve.
Okay. Okay, during the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee and was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate. Despite favorable, political conditions, including the unpopularity of Joe Biden and the poor economy, Republican Senate candidates in many key states lost races most, thought they would win. Some blame Scott's suggestion to cut Social Security as a reason. Does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or does it have no effect on your vote?
No vote for him.
So be less likely, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am. Finally, I'm going to ask you again if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? The candidates were Rick Scott and Keith Cross.
Probably, while you were talking, I would say Rick Scott.
Rick Scott, okay.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am, and do you strongly support Scott or somewhat support Scott?
Somewhat.
Okay. All right. And, and just the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, and I really thank you for your time, okay? And what is your age? Are you 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
Over 65.
All right. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Would you say Caucasian or white, black or African-American, Hispanic, Latino, or Asian, or other?
Caucasian.
Okay, Caucasian. All right. I mean, do you consider yourself to be Cuban American, yes or no?
No, I'm not Cuban American.
Okay, so no, right? Okay, and in terms of gender identification, do you consider yourself to be male, female, or something else?
Female.
All right. All right, ma'am. Well, that was the last question. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great evening. Thank you for your time.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Oh, bye.
Bye-bye.